Being an unmarried 26-year-old guy, fertility, or infertility rather, isn't something I've ever given much thought to, or know very much about, although I am at an age where my friends are starting to have kids, on purpose. But infertility is a growing problem that today affects 80 million couples worldwide. That translate to 1 in 6 couples struggling with infertility during the reproductive ages. There are dozens of treatments available and different rules and regulations exist in different countries. I'm not speaking from experience, but I've heard the whole process can be a long, tiring and emotionally draining one, and that's before the kids are even born. Mindy Berkson is the founder of Lotus Blossom Consulting, one of the first infertility consultancies in the US, and has decades of experience working with couples from all over the world struggling with the infertility process by helping with the emotional, physical, and financial barriers involved with third-party reproduction. With infertility a growing problem, I asked Mindy if there are any lifestyle choices that people should be aware of to increase their chances of remaining as fertile as possible.
There are certainly things in lifestyle that one would may consider common sense, like not smoking, limiting drinking, limiting caffeine, height and weight. But truthfully, the major reason for the decrease in the ability to conceive is delayed childbearing. Fertility begins to decrease at the age of 27. And I think most women don't realize that by the time they're 30, 90% of the finite egg supply that they are born with is already depleted, and the quality of those eggs may also be diminished.
So, delayed childbearing is the main reason why women might have trouble getting pregnant, and fertility decreases after the age of 27. I can see why women might put off having kids till later on in life, whether for professional reasons, further education, or just the fact that people are getting married at an older age now. It's no longer expected that you marry your high school sweetheart and have 6 kids before the age of 21. I asked Mindy what a couple should do when they realize they're having trouble conceiving.
The first step is always to get a diagnostic workup from a specialist. A specialist is the reproductive endocrinologist, and there's a series of tests, blood tests, ultrasounds, other tests that help to determine what is the underlying factor causing the infertility. Once we know that, then certainly the physician can recommend a treatment plan.
The most common treatment plans may include donor eggs or surrogacy if there are uterus problems. And I asked Mindy what treatment was available to couples in Switzerland.
There's many options available, including in Switzerland, IVF, which is in vitro fertilization. In vitro fertilization is where you're actually creating an embryo outside of the body and then using a process called ICSI, intracytoplasmic sperm injection, to force fertilization on the embryo and then transferring the embryo back into the intended mother.
So Switzerland has strict fertility regulations and relaxed euthanasia ones. Well, that's definitely another story for another day.
I have many clients from Switzerland and other European countries who come here to explore these options that they just can't explore at home. And while exploring these options, twofold, it greatly increases their chances of success and over time minimizes their financial expenditures. They try to reach their end family building goal.
The success rate of all these procedures are hard to gauge and differ greatly depending on age. The bottom line I got from my chat with Mindy is that the younger you are when you try and have kids, the more likely you are to succeed. But if you're going to wait a little bit longer to do things like, heaven forbid, have a career, and you are having trouble, then head to the States where the rules are more lax. But in all seriousness, the process from start to finish can be extremely difficult and expensive, and finding the right help from the right people will make the whole experience that bit more bearable.